All right, welcome back. It's May 29th, 2026. I'm Tim, he's the Grinch, and this is our News Banter Edition. Welcome to AIIMU Football Talk, your daily football conversation covering breaking news, transfer rumors, match reactions, fan opinions, and the biggest stories from around the world of football. Today, we're diving into the latest headlines, the hottest debates, and everything football fans are talking about right now. Look, all this chatter about Atletico moving for William Gomes? If they think they're getting him for less than 80 million quid, they're straight delusional. Full stop. I'd bet my beat-up signed Simeone replica shirt they don't get a single euro knocked off that clause. No way. I've seen this movie before. Big club walks in expecting some mid-table European side to roll over, but Porto's not having it. Never have been.
Wait, hold on a second. That can't be right. Come on. Porto's got to offload a bunch of first-team players this window to free up wage budget. Yep. They're flogging Pepe, Freiholtz, all that just to try to keep Gomes for another year and flip him for more later. You're telling me they wouldn't take a 75 million bid up front, no add-ons, to get that cash in their pockets right now?
Oh, piss off with your spreadsheets, mate. Reports out of China, the latest drops earlier today, confirmed Porto won't even pick up the phone for anything less than that full release clause. They're salivating over a Luis Diaz 2.0 payday here. Why would they leave 5 million on the table now when they could get 90 next year?
Objectively speaking, that's a garbage business call for a club that's not swimming in oil money. Come on. Also, for what it's worth, I've got a source at Carrington that says United were scouting him last week too. Same with Arsenal and Newcastle. Half the prem's circling.
Your source at Carrington is the 16-year-old who runs that random United TikTok fan account, mate. I wouldn't trust him to tell me what day of the week it is. It's like holding a winning raffle ticket. Half the room is begging to buy off you. You don't slash the price right before the draw. Porto's holding all the cards here. They paid $10 million for him 2 years ago. They can sit on that asset as long as they want.
You're being so ridiculous right now. Come on, it is one of those weirdly tense football mornings where everybody's refreshing their phone every 2 minutes for updates. You know that. Porto's wage bill is stretched thinner than cheap cling film right now. They can't afford to turn down a near 8x profit on a player they signed 3 years ago, even if it's 5 million less than the release clause.
Nah, that makes zero sense. That's a red flag if a club's willing to sell their best young asset for under their asking price when every top side in Europe's chasing him. Remember 3 episodes back when we bickered about Porto's Luis Diaz negotiations and you swore they'd take 10 million under his release clause? You were dead wrong then, too. They held out for every single penny of that clause. They're going to do the exact same here.
Right? Fine. Let's put our money where our mouths are, Dan. 50 quid, says Atletico. Get him this window for less than 78 million all in. If I lose, I'll drink that terrible flat lager you drag into the studio every week for a whole month. If I win, you have to stop taking the piss out of my Carrington source for the rest of the season. Deal.
That's all for today's episode of AIIMU Football Talk. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow for more football news, transfer updates, match reactions, and fan opinions from across the global game. Until next time, enjoy the football, and we'll see you in the next episode.